MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And this is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 14, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. North Shore teachers' strikes continue. Essex preps for special town meeting on Monday. Sunny, windy, low to mid-40s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:11 a.m., and 9:45 p.m. Paul Layton is writing in the Salem News, fines, unfair laborer practice complaints, charges of possible spying. Those are the latest developments on Wednesday in the increasingly acrimonious Beverly teachers' strike. The strike was set to continue into its seventh day today, with schools closed for the fourth day. And the two sides appeared no closer to a settlement after a contentious day. In a press conference Wednesday night, the Beverly Teachers Association said school officials may have been using a school camera to possibly spy on teachers during negotiations. Schools will be closed again Thursday in Marblehead as educators remain on strike. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. The Marblehead Education Association and the school committee concluded Wednesday afternoon with no new tentative agreement, though two were reached Tuesday night. The committee said it will bargain with the union into Wednesday night and notify families immediately if an agreement is reached. That, of course, was at publication time for the Salem News. And Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, amid the ongoing educator strike, Gloucester Public Schools were closed again today as the school committee and the Union of Gloucester Educators failed to reach deals on new contracts in Gloucester. Thursday marks the fifth day schools have been closed for what is an illegal strike, given it is against the law for public employees to strike in Massachusetts. After-school activities were also canceled, according to an email to families from Superintendent Ben Lummis. More news after the break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Wednesday, Governor Mara Healey hosted the first ever Youth Advisory Council Summit to engage young leaders on key priority areas established by members of the council, including education, mental health, youth violence, and health care. The governor plans to hold this summit annually. Wednesday's summit featured Adrian Paz of Lynn, a young man studying mental health issues and anti-racism. A poet and competitive dancer originally from Columbia, he read this poem.
I was born a black child, with beautiful skin that tells a story, my curly but beautiful nappy hair. It's in a part of who I am. Everything from my clothing to my shoes, it reflects my identity and the journey I embraced. As a child, I walked through life unaware of the heavy responsibility tied to my identity and the unspoken dangers around me. The world seemed bright, but I didn't know about the fears and the prejudice lurking in the shadows. I didn't realize the threat of just existing, the potential danger of my hoodie that might bring, the consequences of speaking my mind or against an often unfair system. But I've learned these harsh realities. Now I carry the burden of fear that my life can end too soon because of my skin color, the words that I use, or the actions that I take. But I still have hope. I believe in the strength of community and our ability to create change together. No matter our skin, race, ethnicity, or gender, we are all part of the same human family. And we need to support each other. Every second I am fighting, trying to thrive, learn, and grow, proving wrong who those underestimate me, hoping someone hears me. I need you to hear me. I need your voice. Each of us have the power and the ability to make a difference. The question is, how will you use it? Let this be the first step toward unity. From community to family, we can change together. Thank you for listening.
That's Adrian Paz of Lynn. And Stephen Hagen is writing in the Gloucester Times, in advance of a special town meeting on Monday, town officials are putting the finishing touches on the 17-article warrant. Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki briefed the Board of Selectmen on the meeting preparation during the board's gathering last week. Zubricki's report included a review of the draft motions to be made during special town meeting, which begins at 6:45 p.m. Monday at Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street. In sports, the St. John's Prep soccer team has earned a spot in the MIAA D1 state semifinals. Last night, they edged Concord Carlisle 2-1 at home to advance. Ryan King scored the game winner for the Prep. In girls soccer, Hamilton Wenham beat South Hadley 3-2 in two overtimes. Tessa Hunt scored the winning goal. Masconomet shut out Oliver Ames 3-0. The Chieftains remain unbeaten on the season. They're now 20-0-1. Also in girls soccer, Linfield blanked Tingsboro 3-0, with Victoria Minor picking up the shutout in goal for the Pioneers. The Ipswich volleyball team will return to the state finals for the fourth consecutive year. Last night, the Tigers eliminated Case 3-0 in the D4 state semifinal match. Endicott men's basketball fell in their season opener to MIT last night, 85-77. The Endicott women dropped its season opener to Springfield, 57-44. In pro sports last night, the Celtics beat the Nets 139-114. Bruins were off, and they play tonight in Dallas. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.